Welcome to Cyber Goes Hollywood, a monthly cybercrime magazine podcast series sponsored by Ningio, a security awareness training provider near Hollywood, California. Visit Ningio at ningio.com. That's N-I-N-J-I-O.com. I'm your host, Hillary McClure, multimedia director at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Zach Schuler, founder and CEO of Ningio. Zach, welcome back to Cyber Goes Hollywood. So happy to have you.
So happy to be here. Thanks, Hillary.
So we often hear how laughter aids with learning, not just as far as, you know, this industry and, you know, cyber, but lots of different industries and, you know, experiential learning, all of that. However, comedy and security awareness training don't necessarily mix. So hoping you can help us understand exactly why that may be.
Yeah, it's a great question. So we did quite a bit of research on this, right? Because, comedy is, you know, it's not that hard to do when you think about it. And you're like, wow, if you, you know, how do you attract people's attention and it's comedy? And then when you actually ask people, like, you know, how do you want to learn? A lot of people say, you know, I'd love to learn through kind of a comedic approach. Security awareness, though, and the research that we did, and we did this in conjunction with a famous comedian by the name of Alex Thomas. And it's kind of interesting in a couple of different ways. And the first piece of research that we kind of like dug into, right, is comedy an appropriate medium for security awareness training? And my initial gut instinct said it's not. And the reason that my gut said it's not, and I don't like using this example, but it's a good one, is that if you're going to teach somebody, you're going to teach a set of teachers in an elementary school about an active shooter training, right? And what to do. Are you going to use comedy? I don't think you're going to,
yeah,
right?
In
that sort of training, you're probably not going to use comedy, right? Why? It's a serious topic. Well, security awareness is a serious topic. And my gut said that if you use a comedic approach towards security awareness, maybe you can have some comic relief now and again, but if your approach is a comedy-based approach, I think people take it less seriously. Like that was my thought process. Like, right? Like, oh, this isn't a real serious topic. You know, it's funny and, right, you know, I'm kind of learning, but I'm not going to take it all that seriously because, you know, it's comedy. And so the research actually kind of proved out my thoughts in that, you know, when you look at some of the most important trainings on safety around machinery, right, where the machine could potentially kill the operator, you don't do that training using a comedic approach, right? And so, you know, we kind of lumped security awareness into a lot of these same classifications as something that is to be taken very seriously. You know, aside from training that teaches people how not to die, security awareness is probably the second most important training that you can do, right? It's to teach your company how not to get hacked. And a hack could lead to the ultimate demise of an organization. And so so that's what the research kind of found out. And then, you know, talking to Alex Thomas, who is a Black comedian, and Alex travels across the country. He does comedy in front of, you know, multiple different audiences. Some of them are 100% Black, some of them are, you know, 80%, you know, white, and then, you know, other cultures and races. And so what he said was, when I go to different towns and cities, I have to change up my act pretty dramatically based upon the crowd that I'm talking to. And it further got us thinking to say, what's fun, you know, we publish in, you know, 12 different languages, right? So what's funny in the US is not necessarily funny in the UK, it's not necessarily funny in Latin America,
right?
If you look at you know, we're in Los Angeles, so we get a couple of stations that are kind of based out of Mexico. The comedy that they have in Mexico is so much different. Like people, you know, people who are of Mexican descent, you know, find certain things funny that we as Americans just kind of look at sideways and go, what?
Yeah.
That wasn't funny. And vice versa. And so then you think about, okay, if you're doing security awareness in a comedic approach, yet you're releasing it across the world, what one person thinks is funny, the other doesn't. What one culture thinks is funny, the other doesn't. And so that poses an additional conundrum, because, you know, we've got training that you know, goes, I mean, we're literally in every continent except Antarctica. So, you know, that's how we've kind of based, you know, a lot, and that's what the research showed. And that's kind of how we came out, is that, you know, just using comedy as a medium for security awareness training, we just don't think is a good idea.
So that's interesting, because I've watched Ninjio episodes, of course, and I'm a big fan of comedy, and I think lots of different types of comedy, but still very American. And I never thought to myself for a second, I didn't think it was funny, but there are still little lines that I did find funny in the Ninjio episodes. So, and maybe it was because it was John Lovitz's voice too, and he's just so funny that it did get me. I never even would have thought of that in watching the episode, because I think I was just paying attention and all that too. So that's interesting.
Right. Yeah. And if you do look at our episodes, like I said, every once in a while, we'll throw in a bit of comedic relief, right? If there's a tense situation and we want to make it a little bit less tense,
right,
you know, we might throw in a line or two, but to have the entire episode be a comedy from start to finish, every character, you know, you go through our episode library, and the way that we get people engaged, and I've talked about this on previous episodes, is that we have this kind of dramatic opening scene,
right,
where we do everything in our power to emotionally connect with the viewer. And that, I guarantee, is not something that is funny. It's something bound by time. It's something dramatic. It's somebody's in trouble, you know, something of that nature.
And it's probably also, you know, going into play is that episodes are based on real events, you know, current events that are happening, and you don't want to make it seem like you're making light of real situations where there was real damage, to your points earlier.
That's exactly right.
Awesome. Well, Zach, thanks so much. This was a really great conversation. I think our listeners are going to really enjoy learning a little more.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Cyber Goes Hollywood is brought to you by Ninjio. Ninjio offers a cybersecurity awareness training solution that uses engaging 3 to 4 minute Hollywood-style micro-learning videos to empower individuals and organizations to become defenders against cyber threats. Visit Ninjio at ninjio.com. That's ninjio.com. You can listen to all of our podcasts at cybercrime.radio.